had those mice over in that temple trained not to bother certain places. And they said when they went through there today, they couldn't find a mouse, not a cat, nothing. Nothing living was hurt, not even the plants. And what do you think? Now, we have to do some quick work on that, and we must send a note. The department over there, the mayor said he'll give us help to get ground if we want it. There are some feeling that the building could be restored. There's some feeling that it can't be. But it's the health department, naturally, the city inspector, they hesitated and hated to do it, but they had to put an immediate warning because of dangerous conditions. The building must be repaired or destroyed immediately. So when we find out Monday what we can do with it, whether we wish to keep it or not, we must certainly see that we don't lose anything on it, because we are planning for a great day. We're planning for a fire that we're not going to be in. Peace. And I think some of you believe now what I've been telling you. There are people in America that will burn you to death. Now, this was a black man that came in there and did the honky's business, full well knowing that he didn't know I was who I am. He intended to burn 40 people alive in their sleep, because if I had not delayed that meeting and let those buses, I never hold a meeting till between 2 and 3 o'clock, maybe 1, but lately it's been 11. And I held it, I just kept holding it, and I kept preaching about what was going to come our way. And everybody would have been sound asleep while he slipped through that kitchen, put all that gas around, and in 3 minutes the fire inspector said nobody could have got out. 3 minutes, that's what he said, that's what he told us. 3 minutes, he said, it had been finished, because they put it at the staircases. A black Uncle Tom was willing to burn up his own black brothers and sisters. Now, if you think that the Uncle Tom will do that, how much more will Mickey Mouse do? And then to think that Lorraine was in it when it was engulfed in flames. They said no more than the fire had begun. They said within 6 minutes the fire was up the stairs and through the roof. They put that much gas in there. Our people would have never known it. But now I'll bet you my eye teeth, and wherever we are at, every window will be sealed, because I won't depend on anybody carrying my instructions out. As busy as I am, it's a shame. I ought to be able to. But I will see that we've got the burglar alarm system myself, through every window, through every hole, on every edge of that roof. I kept telling them about what could happen up through that roof. Kept warning them. I said, that roof is a vulnerable spot. But people just, they just don't realize how serious it is till it comes home. That's why I had to let this thing come home to us. It didn't need to happen, but it's a good lesson, because when we look at that thing, you'll know how mean America is. And when I tell you to start and get ready to leave to the promised land, you better move. Because as the mayor said back there, he said, you're the only bit of sanity left in this country. So the mayor said, this is the only bit of sanity left in the land. He said, naturally they want to put people's temple out, because there's nothing left sane anywhere except people's temple. He said, you're the hope of the world. And that's the way the papers talked across the nation. And we had that kind of effect. When in Houston we closed down, a Sister Crane called, Brother Archie, and said, we closed down a whole Ku Klux Klan chapter. The love that was shown there closed down a whole Ku Klux Klan chapter. And I mean, I did not pull any punches. I didn't hold back anything in Houston. The preachers threatened me. The black preachers threatened if I came outside, they'd shoot me. And I went outside and had more people. I had a house packed inside in a balcony. And I went out and had as many people as the lower floor preaching to them outside. And I said, shoot me if you can. One of the officers who wants to get a job here, one of the officers said, Reverend, they'll do it. This is a crazy country. I said, now, you know you can die with a stroke. You can die with heart trouble. You can die with cancer. I said, you can run out and get run over by some fool honky with a Chevrolet. And I said, if they did shoot me, which they're not, officer, I want you to quit worrying. I said, it's quick. Everybody worrying about dying. And unless I do something about it, you're all going to die anyway. Over there that's mean people. Honey, you tell me any place in America there ain't mean people today, huh? Said not safe over there on Geary. Well, if we go back on Geary, and that's not decided, we'll let you participate because we're a family. We'll let you participate in that decision. But if we go back on Geary, we're going to have a dog that'll meet anybody that comes through. And he won't say woof. He'll just go. If they're fortunate enough to meet the dog, but the system I have set up, if it had been set up the moment they touched the window seal, it would have set off alarm and panic and a siren that would have raised the dead, if that were possible, for anybody else but me. But anyway, we ought to have had it in the beginning, but now we've got to rebuild, and we've got to do it quickly. And I'm sure you're going to rally. You need to get projects as you never had, because I said people busily didn't even carry out the instructions to raise the insurance. We've got free advertising, I'm sure. The televisions, the newspapers are all talking about the premonition. Mayor Johnson said, he said that people have got respect for your gift all over this town that didn't have it. Said because he said it was on radio and the TV, how you saved those people's lives. And certainly, if anybody had any sense was in that meeting, they know who saved the lives. Peace. I mean to tell you, everybody would have been asleep, cozily asleep at 10:30. And again, people doing that to me. Frustrating. People had said they had to get up and do certain things tomorrow. There's a lot of pressure. People had to get back to city. And they this, that, and the other. And there was some driver that had something he had to do. I said, now let me tell you, don't bother me. This meeting's going to go on till I'm ready for it to stop. But people would, if I'd listened to people on Wednesday night, it'd have been 40 to 50, maybe 60 people burned to a crisp. So when are you going to let me have my way and shut your mouth? And I say my way only in the term that my way is God's socialism's way. I don't do anything but to help you. I don't do anything but to save you. There have been fires all over America that have killed church people. In Redwood Valley, people died in that little church by fire down from us, that bigoted church. They've had accidents that's killed their leading elders. They've only got 75 members. They lost a whole family in a fire. But you've had fires. There have been fires like the Gigs, like our sister, the Indian sister that sings. All those people, I've given revelation. I've wakened you up. There's fires like Zipporah Edwards, Hyacinth Thrash. Your fires all around. And I've never lost one. Not one of you got sins. Why don't you start trusting me? Some of you would have never known I could do it. It took the church to burn down for you to believe that I've got power to bring you through the fire. You sung so long, some through great trials, some through the waters, some through the floods, and some through the fire. I did not say you wouldn't go through fire. I did not say you wouldn't go through hell. But I said, if you go through hell, I will bring you out of hell. It's a truth. Too stout to be denied. Too many facts of history that has documented this holy principle. Socialism is a higher thought, and it brings higher vitality. It brings higher energy. It brings life and resurrection. When you talk about wanting to be religious, who would want to be religious when they can be socialistic? Because religious people, they got this religious people down there, that this Lutheran church, they believe their leader is Paul, Apostle Paul reincarnated. Come back. All he could do was get in the street and pray for his people. 21 of them went to the hospital. I didn't bother to pray. I just stood in the bus. They said, the news. My God, we were on our way to Los Angeles. I said, there's nobody hurt. I didn't say it for a moment. I stood motionless because I was there, though I was standing at the front of bus 7. Police came up there and stopped, said, your church is burning down. That's all they said. And I said immediately to the people on the bus, I said, an arsonist. I knew who had done that. Then I said, there's nobody harmed. And how was I able to say it? Because I put myself there to see that nobody was harmed. If one of my children was being harmed, I'd be pulling my hair out. And a whole bus of 7, how many was on bus 7? You can tell how calm I stood right at the front of that bus. You heard my statement. Very well. Now let's get on with our work. Tonight they took the offering. The offering wasn't even enough to maintain a regular Friday night meeting. Now we got to rebuild a temple. Or to rebuild something. We're going to rebuild something. We may do something even better and get in a better position. That's up to us. But we want to do something with that building, because if we don't do some immediate work with the building, it has to be torn down. And that may be what we want to do with it, too. There are several alternatives open to us. The group next door to us want to sell. I was in there. They want $250,000. We walked out today. I said, won't pay you no $250,000. I said, well, you need a church. I said, we don't need the church that bad. We went to San Francisco for 2 years. We just drove our bus up and down Redwood Valley. I said, we won't pay you one dime over $175,000. You know, that's a big place. It'd seat twice what ours will. And it's got a much bigger kitchen, and the auditorium needs nothing done to it much. And there's a pipe organ in it, and there is, I believe, the rug. I thought the carpeting looked as good as our carpeting. I looked at it just briefly. That's a possibility. The mayor's back here talking about giving us a very reasonable rate, a plot of ground where we could build a church and build housing around it and put fencing around it. We've got some alternatives, but we've got to have some money quickly tonight to do some reinforcement of that temple, or it's going to go down. Because the only reason it's being held up now is because my spirit's holding up. Because it was gutted. And to think that not a living thing was hurt, and that our files, where my pictures were, that one woman's dress laying on the bed, her clothes, the picture was right there, and the picture didn't get singed, nor none of her things got singed. Now that's something to talk about, children. That's something to talk about. Now, many of you will have to think of the creative ways. You're a beautiful bunch. Think of things you can sell and do and bake sales and rally around. We've got some friends. We've got people who call, strangely enough, people who, one of the persons who's offered some assistance on the reward money is a Jewish doctor. And I'm not going to tell on the Muslim, but one Muslim person called me and given $150 on the reward money. I know very well that there's some that would like to see us burned up and might even help do it, but there are all kinds of people. We got friends everywhere. Not as strong as we are. We know we can trust only us. That's where it gets down to. We'll carry through. We'll have to carry our own cross. But we're going to get through. I said 1,000 will fall at our right hand, maybe, and 10,000 our left. But we will go through. The fire department said today that the minute the fire was over, the building would fall down. Well, it hadn't fallen down yet. But if we don't do something, as I say, quick, that's what's in store. So if there's anyone here tonight that can make a sacrifice in a large sum of money, do it now. Know how to get a hold of some large money. Anybody here that'll give $1,000 tonight? Get on your feet quickly. Thank you, Brother Johnson. Sweet of you. Anybody that'll give $1,000 with him, because we've got to do some immediate work there. We don't want to be pushed into going there if we don't want to. We don't want to be pushed into buying the place next to it. Neither do we wish to be pushed in taking what the mayor offered, because we've got this school. Due to the connections with some in the city, all we're paying is the hourly wage of the people who are here in attendance. I think it comes to about the engineer for the heating, which I wouldn't have had except for some of your seniors who think you get cold too. And I don't want you to get cold even if you think you're cold. But I think the combined wage is $27 an hour. And no cost on the building. So I'd rather stay here every Friday and every other week. Will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and every other Sunday. We'll have it next Friday and Sunday night. We'll be here next Friday, Sunday morning. We'll be here because we're going on just like the way we did. If we decide to take off a couple of weeks, go up in Redwood Valley, after we've been sure that the morale is all right. Nice time of the year. Best time of the year up there is September. Oh, it's beautiful. We can pick pairs on Sunday and run our buses up there. We'll have our every other weekend meeting there till we get ready to do what we want to do, because we are not in a hurry to get anywhere but to get out of Babylon when the time comes. Now, we know where Babylon is. If some people don't know where Babylon is, we know where it's at. You know, you think people can't burn up three churches in just a matter of few hours. And it's interesting to know that you see how they work this. The man that wrote the bad article had indicted all those churches too. He attacked one of them worse than us. All three of the churches that were burned down were attacked by the good Reverend Ken Salving. And we've got some facts that the Reverend Ken Salving was in a church that burned up on which he collected some insurance. Oh, Father is a sleuth. This may be the thing that'll fix Ken Salving up for good. And if it took our building to burn up, we'll be glad to give our building to get rid of Ken Salving forever, wouldn't we? I told you he was a devil. I said he was the devil incarnate. And he is, but the people that wanted to take him and use him to destroy us, they didn't get it done. So if you think the people couldn't destroy us in a newspaper and we turned to fire right around and the Spirit set fire to the 240 of their newspapers, 240,000 of their newspapers and destroyed it, let me tell you one thing. We will certainly go through that little old bonfire over there. We're going to go through it. Not only will we go through it, but we'll get glory from it. Melva Davis on Channel 5, she appeared on the TV in Los Angeles, saying it's the most generous church, the most compassionate church. You'll never find a church like it. They helped, they gave money that saved the eyes of a little colored child. She told all that, and all up and down, even one white newsman that's been unfriendly, said, now enough has been done to Jim Jones, leave him alone. KCBS has called me for an interview for their release here and throughout their network on Monday. I go Monday for that. On Tuesday, we're on the Dunbar Show. And believe me, I've got plenty to talk about on the Dunbar Show. Tuesday morning, 7, about 7:05, 5 after 7, 7, 5 minutes after 7, Tuesday morning, you tune on Channel 7, and you be there, and all of you follow the instructions of you that are involved in this holy crusade. Because I'm certainly going to mention, I said, it's quite interesting that the three churches that were attacked in the newspaper by Reverend Ken Salving are burned down. Ooh, that's going to light a fire under him. And I'll carefully phrase it. I'd say I think he'd have more empathy, being that he was in a church that burned down once. I'll nose all around him just as close as I can, because I don't want to get involved in any court suits with him right now. I want to take care of him without involving our troubles, our time with his troubles. I don't want to get involved with that old idiot. But time's going to take care of him. You can see what's happened to him already. He once had every day in the Examiner. Now all he can get is a little article in it now and then on a Sunday in the Examiner. And he used to have a whole page near the editorial page. Now he's got a little old column. And he's been moved clear out of here. He lost his job. He's not a reporter with them anymore. He just sells his articles to them. He's clear over in Washington just reporting for an Idaho paper. So we sure done something, that man. He was a nationally known figure. And since he took us on last September, he's gone down, 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 down. So I don't care. I'm glad for whatever we have to go through to get rid of him. And this is a bad thing. There's a whole lot of people mad at him. One newsman called me asking for comments. He said, this man ought to be hung. I said, oh, we don't need to hang him. He already hung himself. Very well. Are there others that will make a sacrifice to get us on the road? They'll say, I'll give 1,000, Father. We'll get through this, and we'll learn to follow instructions. And I'll volunteer for security. Write your name down, too, if you volunteer for security, and offertory workers take it out, because we're going to have security around our temples all the time, then we won't have these kind of things happening. Anyone else that'll give 1,000 tonight? You must give quickly, because last night it was proven. It said, give quickly and such miracles. One woman paralyzed, her leg was stiff, her arm was stiff. She got her arm moving freely, got to walking freely, got to bend a knee that hadn't been bent for 3 or 4 years. And all I called her out was to heal her feet that had been operated on. And I just said, come on, I feel like I'll work with you. And we got her walking and jumping around there. And so many like that. Los Angeles really was in the height of glory last night. We just had cripples, people that anybody could see that was paralyzed, arms pulled up and drawn up, legs drawn up. And we got some visible healings that showed we were not going to be defeated by a little old fire in San Francisco. One Los Angeles sister came up and she said, tell the family I'm going out and I'm going to get something. She said, I've got a way of getting the old man that's been dating me. She said, I don't want no part of him, but he's offered to give me some money. And she said, I'm going over there tonight and I'm going to butter him up and I'm going to get some money to help you build that temple. I said, darling, I don't expect you to do anything like that. She said, I must. She said, I haven't got much, but he wants what I got. I said, I do not want you to give yourself. She said, I won't have to give him nothing. She said, I'm going to set him on that couch and give him some sweet talk. And she said, I'll have $500 for the family. I said, well, dear, I'm going to leave it with your intuition, but you don't have to. But I thought the love behind it, I insisted she didn't do it, but the love behind that precious one, and she said, tell my San Francisco family that I'm going to help rebuild that temple. Right then, that was beautiful. Isn't it wonderful to see that we got a family spread out all over this United States? I talked to the mayor tonight. I said, there were 400 people stood up, between 300 and 400 people, and perhaps over that. I don't know. I didn't count them. In Chicago, wanting a people's temple. I said, will you help us get jobs? He said, yes. I said, will you help us get jobs? We'll bring you more people in here. Because wherever I go, my people go. Wherever I vote, my people vote. And he said, I know, and some other folk know that. So I said, you get us jobs, and I said, I'll bring you folk from Texas, and I'll bring them from Chicago, and I'll bring them from Philadelphia, because I've got people waiting back there to come. All they want, they just don't want to give up their jobs in these hard times right off. They want to save a little more. So I put it in there. He said, I'll go hunting. I'll talk to the mayor right away. I said, you do. And if he knows he can get some votes, you know, these mayors know they can get some votes, they'll probably make some jobs. Oh, we have friends, children. And we're going back 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks in October. We're not going to miss a Sunday. We're going to leave on Monday. We told you the food plan's going to be changed. We're going to carry our own food. We're going to have food packs. We'll give the food packs. We'll sell them so that everyone has the same kind of a pack. We'll plan out the food. You tell us what you think you have to have if you are on some special diet. We'll have in the equal cartons, and we're not going to carry these great big luggages. Some women come in there with luggages. While we had sisters that went through with one dress, and you surely wouldn't need more than two, because you can do a little washing out in the sink. It's amazing what I did, because I knew I had to represent you. And I was in the back of that bus, and I had me a little old bucket one time. I washed my hair in that bucket. I washed everything off I had in that bucket and cleaned out that bucket. Cleaned my shoes because I'd been through the mud. I cleaned my shoes in the bucket. Everything else in that bucket. And rinsed it all out in the same water. And I came out and folks said I looked pretty good. You can do it. And so we don't want that kind of unnecessary luggage, because it would have been an ideal trip. We'd have had the food thing arranged. This way we'll have each bus planning their own schedule, their own food. We can have their food available. There'll be no problems. Because the miracle how I brought these people through is a story in itself. I want somebody to write a book. People got lost within a block. And I never saw such confusion in my life till I let the sisters get in the hand. And we did then. When they got in the helm, things began to work out. But it was a miracle of miracles, because people did things that could cause riots, and I cured the riots. One man got shot, not by officials, because we were treated by officials beautifully. Brother Purefoy and Brother Imes was together with Ron, and the woman shot three times, and I stopped the bullet from doing any harm. It was just miracle. Just miracles, one step of miracles after another. The only racism we found in a public restroom or facility or restaurant or station was in Utah, our Mormon territory, outside of Utah, whatever they call that crazy city, Salt Lake City, Utah City, Mormon City. The only place we found any racism, and I'm taking care of him, because he's going to be deader than a doornail on the third, like I said. Because I just didn't happen to be immediately present. He refused some of my black sisters, and been better for him, he'd never been born. But I thought we went from Mississippi, we were in Georgia, Gulfport, they set us in the finest white park, and let us stay where they had showers, and we, as I say, we had our feet. That we were tired and we were barefoot, and some of them sisters never would take their wigs off. But that Gulfport humidity, Gulfport heat, 100 and some degrees, it was so hot they took their wigs off. I'm telling you, we did look like scarecrows. I mean it. But they opened up the finest park and the facilities, and those Mickey Mouse's come walking down, and not a one of them said a word, because we were picking up after ourselves and cleaned up, and the highway patrol treated us kindly in Alabama all the way through, and then to get to Utah, where Mormons should know better. So I said, I'm not going to fool that man. I said, little old Run will be dead on the third. Because you don't do my black sisters that way. You better learn one thing. Don't mess with father's children. He don't like it. Somebody said to me this morning on the bus, what will happen, Father, if anybody's injured? I said, well, San Francisco will have the biggest fire it's ever had. Because that's what would happen. But I said, nobody's injured. But the fact is, I know that some devil and some devils behind the devil tried to burn my children. And do you know, I'm like the hound of heaven. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to get my own detection. I'm going to use my own supernatural power. I'm going to get every whammy I can get. And I'm going to get money, because money is the love of money, is the root of all evil. I'm going to bribe those devils. If I have to go out and sell Coke bottles, I'll raise the ante till I'll get one of them to tell on somebody else. They've messed with the wrong one now. Now, I warn those people, don't mess with my children. I've told people over and over, don't you touch my children, because I am a mean daddy-o. Because father loves his children, and he doesn't mean for anybody to hurt his children. And when you even act like you're going to hurt my children, you better get ready. If I was that guy, I would already take up residence in Siberia, because he'll have to go at least that far, and I'll have him then by 6 months. I've been on the phone, and I've been on the car on the wheel all day long working out strategies to catch those devils. He'll be a sad man. I bet he's already sad. I bet he's sad he come in there. He got a little confused anyway. He didn't. We got a little praise in another paper. Actually, a praise in another newspaper is partly it. It got burned down partly because of being praised by a leader of a homosexual federation. And one of these weak-kneed chauvinistic males who didn't want to face his own insecurity. That's where you're going to find the dirt lays. But he didn't know what kind of a group we were. He didn't know how large we are. And he don't know how well we can fight. I don't feel sorry for us. I feel sorry for him. Because I never forget when you hurt my children. You can do anything to me, but don't mess with my children. And I mean that. That applies to anybody here tonight. There might just be somebody lurking here tonight that can go tell news. And you know, how's $5,000? Think what you could do with that $5,000. You could go to Bermuda, honey. And we'll do some other things for you, too. Just go out and tell it all around. Just tell it all around. We'll take care of you. Just let us get our hands on that devil. So what would you do with him? The law's for the lawless. And my law is pretty strong law. Don't you worry about it. We'll take care of it. Because I'm not going to let this happen for two reasons. He might touch some other black people that don't know God's on the scene and burn them down, and somebody's going to get killed. So we want to do as fast as we can, and I hope a lot of black people learn. You better tell all your friends and your neighbors, say you better get into People Church, because when your church burns down, you won't be so lucky. This is a time for them to get on board with somebody that can look after them. Because some of these churches got, if they call up and said there's a bomb threat, those jacklegs would break their neck getting off the platform. You know they would. All they have to do, I've seen them. Where was this church we were? In Indianapolis, you remember? First Christian church. And you never saw anything like it. I was preaching, and along come a bomb threat. I said, don't worry, folk, there's a bomb. I mean, folk went out, those preachers, those fat ladies, went out the windows. They fell out, climbed over children. I had to protect little children. They climbed over. Nobody was left but us. Nothing happened. They fell over themselves getting out. They invited us, and they bombed them. Somebody threatened to bomb them out. They were white folk, and they invited us. And somebody threatened. They said, the bombs are already there, and they're going to blow you up. And I never saw people run so fast in their life, climbing over each other. And the preacher was the first one to leap out the window. So they better get over here, and I mean this seriously. You better tell people, get over here where somebody will look after you. And let everybody know we're not going to stop till we get these devils. Now, I've made a vow, we're going to get these devils. Peace. So who's going to help us to get rid of the material things so I don't have to worry about it? If you take care of the material things so I can get my house back for the San Francisco people, then I will be able to spend all my time just looking after getting those devils. And I know you'd like for me to get them, so don't let me worry about things like this. Like today I had to worry about telling people to cut off the telephones over there and cut off the utilities. A lot of these things we're just going to have to learn to get a powerful committee on each temple to think for themselves and get some things done fast. Here there was phone service in there. People could climb through the room and make $100,000 worth of long-distance phones. And if your phone is still if it's still unattached, you have to pay that bill. If somebody breaks in your house by burglary and uses your phone,